Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The party's greatest command, Roger. The party's greatest command,
right.
Orwell once wrote, was to ignore the evidence right before your eyes.
Works for me.
Yes, that is the party's greatest command. Now, nobody is listening to the party's commands. Yesterday, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats decided to fight back against the misinformation that they had ever supported free health care for illegal immigrants with their own live stream. 36 people tuned in.
36.
Okay. 36 people tuned in. I have more than that on my Rumble feed right now.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, whatever.
Even CNN is slightly ahead of that now.
Yeah, do you think? I mean, it's early in the morning. I don't know. Now, the party's greatest command, Orwell wrote, was to ignore the evidence right before your eyes. He'd have loved Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Orwell would have.
The Trump administration has alleged that Democrat proposal would allow California to continue a loophole and uploading here to exploit, to fund Medicaid for undocumented immigrants.
I'll write most of these bills. The federal government does not, and no federal dollars are spent on people who are undocumented.
Well, okay.
That was yesterday.
George Orwell would have put it, that's double plus good from Nancy.
Double plus good. Okay, let's see what the Congressional Budget Office thinks about Nancy's version of reality. Nancy Pelosi, of course, has been the speaker for years. Or the minority leader, depending on who's in charge. Let's see what the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, the arbiter for all of my lifetime, on all things on the Hill budgetary, what do they think the Democrats did? And I quote, CBO, Congressional Budget Office, projects more than $200 billion in federal savings over the next decade from the big, beautiful bill provisions that tighten immigrant eligibility for Medicaid, Medicare, and Obamacare. What are they referring to? Specifically, a section of the big, beautiful bill that outlaws any dollars or refund dollars to go to illegal immigrants. They are saying, had Trump and the Republicans not outlawed the giving of health care and Medicaid and Obamacare to the illegal immigrants, we would have spent, continued spending, $200 billion over the next decade on the health care for illegal immigrants. They are scoring the big, beautiful bills cut of the Medicaid funding.
Yes, and to quote another character, almost as sinister as George Orwell, once known as Deep Throat, follow the money.
Follow the money. The money was real. It exists. All of this happened. You know, I explained this to my daughter because she's gotten really political since the killing of Charlie Kirk.
Oh, boy.
And I said, look, I've been doing this for 17 years on one of these microphones, okay? And I said, when I started, it was about issues. We'd argue about issues. And I was able to make a living, Roger, 4 hours a day, simply putting back whatever the mainstream media left out or correcting their lies. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, an entire industry exists. You are sitting in your chair, Roger, because of the lies of the Democrats.
Yeah.
If mainstream media told the truth, we wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, fact checkers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to get a real job. That'd be awful. Anyway, sorry, chill went through me. Anyway, I'd have to get a real job, right? And I told her, I said, something changed when Donald Trump came into office and the censorship began. We stopped largely arguing about issues. We started having a fight over what reality is. What reality is. It is a constant and never-ending fight over what reality is. And if you think about the definition of insanity, right? What if you have to go to a psychiatrist for help and take meds because you have a mental illness, and, you know, I got help if you do. I feel bad for you. What is your essential problem? Your essential problem is that your perception of reality is not correct, right? It makes you literally insane. The definition of insanity is the incorrect perception of reality, and then the reaction to that incorrect perception of reality. You're reacting to a reality that is not real. That is insanity.
By definition.
By definition.
Okay.
The Democrats are trying to make society mentally ill by convincing at least half of us that reality is dramatically different from what it is. That is their strategy. This was Exhibit A yesterday.
Yeah.
Democrat Senator Jeanne Shaheen made the mistake of going on Fox News, a non-reality protected zone.
That's right, yeah.
Hilarity ensued.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I haven't heard anybody in my party saying that illegal immigrants should get access to the health insurance marketplace.
I'm so glad you said that. Actually, I have some tape of your Democratic Party members saying this on the debate stage. So they've all said it. Let's play the clip.
A lot of you have been talking tonight about these government health care plans that you've proposed in one form or another. This is a show of hands question. And hold them up for a moment so people can see. Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Okay. Senator, that's literally every member of your party, from moderate to more progressive, that have said that in the past.
You should see the look on her face.
I can just imagine.
You should see it. And, you know, just in case you have, like, you know, any doubt, here's Fake Tapper at CNN. With Kamala Harris going into the 2024 election.
The bill also says, quote, every individual who is a resident of the United States is entitled to benefits for health care services under this act. Not every individual who's a citizen, but every individual who's a resident. Mm-hmm. So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
Let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education, or public health, period.
So that's very clear. Very clear. Yeah. But, you know, this from the Congressional Budget Office, very clear again. $200 billion in federal savings from ending provisions giving health care, Medicaid, Medicare, and Obamacare. They're very clear about that. That's what they write, and I quote, to illegals, because we were. This is not hard to understand.
If in fact your goal is to understand it,
right,
or to legitimately explain it,
and not to lie constantly on a loop. And again, this is an attack on the left, Roger. It is an attempt to make them mentally ill by distorting their view of what reality is, so they will then react to the fake reality. That is the definition of mental illness.
You know, I knew the moment I heard the phrase that we were in big trouble when the words alternative fact were uttered the first time in my hearing. That there goes the ball game.
So this is where we are, but the results of all of this, Roger, are very real. A man in Houston has now gone viral for refusing to take down his Halloween display. It is people in MAGA hats hanging from nooses. He's Mexican. He's got a Mexican flag on the display, and he's talking about the human rights atrocities that are being perpetrated on Mexicans.
El Día del Muerte. Yeah.
See, yeah. So, this is having very real consequences. They're now telling, Roger, they're telling their people, this is a new one, that James Comey is more of a free speech martyr than Charlie Kirk. I checked this morning to see if James Comey is in fact alive, right?
Yes.
He is.
Yes.
It's
tough to earn martyrdom. I mean, you got to,
James Comey has it, we're told. He is a free speech martyr of the worst free speech atrocity that we have ever seen since the founding. Did you know that?
Well, the only problem is, of course, he's still alive.
He's still alive.
The definition of martyrdom, you know.
Yes, poor Charlie Kirk's status has not changed. free speech martyr. And we can laugh at the absurdity of it, but they are whipping them into a frenzy and making them believe they are living through a dictatorship. Mm. And that makes things incredibly dangerous, Roger.
Very volatile, no doubt.
Yeah, very volatile.
Well, just look around, check the headlines, David. Yeah.
All right, coming up on the show, South Carolina has been mortified, along with its leadership. Yes, it's Republican leadership on the national stage.
Once again.
For allowing murderers to run free, including one with a far worse record than anything racked up in Charlotte by Arena Zaruska's killer. Well, finally, Roger, from their slumber, our officials, only because they've been embarrassed, have awoken, and now they are demanding justice. It's hilarious and so very sad. All of that coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.